human life. It begins at conception.
Answers with Ken Ham of the highly popular Answers in Genesis seminars.
How can we show that human life really does begin at conception? And would this even affect the way people view abortion anyway? Well, biologically, human life obviously does begin at conception, right from when the sperm fertilizes the egg. The fertilized egg has all the information in the genes that make up a human being, all the information that makes you. In fact, for the rest of your life, no new genetic information is ever added. It should be obvious that human life begins at conception. If everyone knew this, would they stop aborting babies? Well, no. In fact, I think most evolutionists accept that human life begins at conception, but because they believe in evolution and thus believe we're all just animals, abortion will be no different than getting rid of rats or other unwanted animals. The only way to change their minds is to accept that in the beginning God created, and to hear the Creator's words in Psalm 51, "In sin did my mother conceive me." We're sinful humans right from conception.
While we're all sinful, yet we're wonderfully designed. That's the major theme of our current issue of Answers magazine. So that you and your family can read a sample copy, please call and make a donation of any size, and we'll send you a copy. 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Toll free, 888-89-ANSWERS. Or on our website of answersoffer.org.